Hello and welcome. If you've ever sat in session wondering, do we change course on this phone addiction plan or stay the course? This one's for you. Short answer, don't wait for a hunch. Let the data tap you on the shoulder. Here's the pattern I see across hundreds of cases. Weeks 1 to 3, energy, hope, new routines feel fresh. Weeks 4 to 6, still some momentum, a few dips. Weeks 6 to 12, the truth window. You'll either see steady, measurable progress or resistance patterns. Clever workarounds, just 5 more minutes, doom scrolling at night. If by week 12 there isn't clear movement, staying the course stops being disciplined and starts being wasteful. Use 3 dials. That's how the most effective therapists think. Behavior, actual screen time, daily life, sleep, productivity, relationships, psychological symptoms, anxiety, low mood, attention. If 2 of these 3 dials aren't moving in the right direction after 8 to 12 weeks, it's time to escalate, not out of frustration, out of respect for your client's time and well-being. A quick story. A client, call him Jordan, started at 7 hours a day. By week 4, 6.5 hours, sleeping a bit better, pumped about app limits. By week 10, he'd slipped back. Choppy sleep, phone at dinner, tense relationship, no change in phone-related anxiety. That's 2 dials stuck. Not a failure, a signal. Time to modify. Here's the tough truth. Waiting too long costs more than moving too soon. When escalation feels like defeat, outcomes tank. Therapists relying on gut feelings or fuzzy plateaus rather than data lose a lot of cases simply because no one says, let's adjust. So when do you act? 2 big triggers. Trigger 1, the 8 to 12 week rule. After about 3 months of weekly work, you should see clear, measurable improvement. Not perfection, progress. Examples. Screen time down by roughly 20%. If they started at 6 hours, they're under 5. Quality of life up, a bit more sleep, easier mornings, fewer relationship flare-ups. Phone-related anxiety easing. If you can't point to at least 2 of those areas by week 8, you start designing the next phase. By week 12, you implement. Make it procedural, not personal. Build a 1-page tracker to review every 4 weeks. Device log screen time, quick sleep, productivity snapshot, brief mood anxiety rating. That small ritual turns uncertainty into a yes or no decision. Trigger 2, unaddressed or unmanageable risk. Phone overuse isn't just too much scrolling. Watch for dissociation. I blacked out for an hour and don't know how I got there. Agitation that bleeds into daily life. Can't sit through a meeting. Irritable when the phone's away. Social media triggering self-harm thoughts. If risk shows up, escalate immediately. Don't wait 12 weeks. Not a dramatic overhaul, just fit the plan to reality. Like a runner with repeat shin splints, tweak shoes, adjust schedule, add recovery. In our context, escalation might look like short-term increase in session frequency to stabilize risky patterns, tightening nights, stronger app restrictions after a set hour, phone out of the bedroom, a calm-down routine, 30 minutes before lights out, immediate rewards for off-screen behavior, make reading or hobbies instantly satisfying, comfy setup, favorite drink, quick 5-minute win. Gamify the good stuff. Accountability partner for a defined window. A 2-week challenge, bedtime wins or phone-free breakfast photos sent to a trusted friend. When risk is high, coordinate care, loop in a prescriber, add check-ins, ensure crisis supports are in place. Yes, content-specific work matters, managing social media triggers, cues, and urges. But don't fine-tune before you fix the foundation. If 2 dials aren't improving, but just the plan first, then layer the micro skills. What most people get wrong is subtle. Do more of the same, harder. More timers, more shame. That can cement the habit. Why? Because phone addiction is a tug of war between immediate rewards and long-term values. If the only tool is try harder, the short-term wins. The smarter move, redesign the environment so long-term wins feel a little more immediate. Reduce friction for healthy choices, add friction to rabbit holes, and make wins visible and frequent. Make the data simple. Imagine 3 sliders you and your client review monthly. Behavior, daily minutes and timing. 5 hours, 20 minutes, mostly 10 p.m. to midnight, is enough signal. Function, sleep, work, school output, relationship blow-ups tied to phone use. Mind, anxiety easing, same or worse without the phone. More present or still scattered. If two sliders don't budge by week 8, sketch the next phase. If still flat by week 12, implement. No drama, just the next step. What if only one dial moves, say, time drops, but life and mind don't? That's a yellow light. Celebrate, but don't declare victory. Look at timing. Cutting an hour from the least harmful part of the day isn't the win you need, if midnight scrolling still wrecks sleep. Target power hours, nights, mornings, or whatever window does the most damage. Expect the honeymoon in weeks 4 to 6. Many clients can white-knuckle that stretch. The real test is when stress returns or the novelty fades. That's why 12-week decisions aren't based on vibes. Let the trend lines talk. If you're thinking, what's my first move on Monday? Try this. Build the one-page tracker with your client. 10 minutes now saves hours of doubt later. Set reminders to review at weeks 4, 8, and 12. Choose one present bias hack this week, a tiny guaranteed reward for a phone-free bedtime routine. The brain remembers wins, not lectures. Add a 2-minute risk check to every session. Any loose track of time episodes? Agitation when you couldn't check? Any social storms that taked mood or raised self-harm thoughts? If yes, escalate now. Safety beats strategy. A few quick escalation examples you can plug in fast. Night guardrails. Phone docked outside the bedroom. Focus mode auto-activates at 9 p.m. Whitelist only essential contacts at night. Friction hacks. Remove the most addictive apps from home screen. Log out plus long passwords. Grayscale at night. 24-hour delay folders for rabbit hole apps. Replacement routines. 5-minute wind stacks. Shower, stretch, journal line, lights out. Reward immediately. Social accountability. 2-week bedtime challenge with daily check-in emoji to a buddy. Care coordination when risk flags. Med consult, temporary twice-weekly sessions, crisis plan refresh. And if you need a quick script to introduce escalation, we built this plan with an 8 to 12-week checkpoint. 2 of our 3 dials aren't moving yet. That's our signal, not to start over, but to step up. Here are 2 options. Which feels more doable this week? Let me leave you with a picture. Think compass, not map. A map says, follow this route. A compass says, keep adjusting to stay north. North is healthier phone use that supports sleep, work, relationships, and mental health. Your compass is the data. 3 dials, reviewed regularly. When the needle drifts, you don't shame the traveler. You correct the course. If you want the specifics, the exact measures, sample tracking sheets, full escalation list, grab the written guide. For now, trust this. Modify or intensify based on plan, not pride. 8 to 12 weeks, 2 out of 3 dials. Immediate action when risk shows up. That's how you turn uncertainty into momentum, and momentum into outcomes. Thanks for listening. Keep the compass close, keep the plan flexible, and let the data lead.